Welcome back. Tonight, we're with 49 Winchester, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
But you keep me up in the God. Do you keep, do one more time, keep me off of the ground. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
How many days a month would you say you guys are out traveling?
10 or 12 days a month.
Yeah, well, that's quite a bit.
We're pretty busy. A couple of us have other jobs, so.
Yeah, like what else do you do other than play music?
I'm a carpenter / stonemason / woodworker, furniture builder. I'm just a kind of all-arounder when it comes to building
your own
things.
Business?
Yeah, me and my dad, actually, who's out there in the crowd.
Where's your dad?
Yeah, right there. Clinch River Creations.
Clinch River Creations.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. People, I'm sure, will do that who are listening right now. I bet there are people right now Googling it. What about the rest of you?
Bus is a super, super awesome cook at this place called Morgan's. It's a new restaurant in Abingdon, Virginia, and he whips up the best. The best of the best. Chase works at the Willow Tree Coffee House in downtown Johnson City.
Okay.
Noah works with Bus.
Noah is over there playing lap steel. Good to have you here, Noah.
Dylan is a professional lottery player.
Oh.
We've been traveling a lot lately, and he's always stopping and getting these scratcher tickets. And
really?
He can consistently win. He's the only person I've ever seen that can consistently win on a game of chance. It's ridiculous. He has a special thing that he scratches with. He never scratches with anything else. It's like a wheat penny or something. I don't know. A buffalo nickel or something like that.
I don't like people like that.
Well, my daddy's a saint. And my mama was a sinner. My papa was an old freight train. Well, my uncle liked hunting, and the other liked fishing, and my aunts nearly drove him insane. Well, my brother's a hero, my sister's an angel, and I never meant to cause him no pain. Oh, and I am the drinker, and I'm also the thinker, and I think that's a damn crying shame. It's just like it's a shame to see a woman that's white trash but pretty. It's a shame to see a truck that don't run. It's a shame that I'm so rich when I ain't got no money. It's a shame I ain't having no fun. It's a shame I ain't sitting up on some bar stool. It's a shame that I'm going through hell. Well, it's a shame that I'm drinking. It's a shame that I'm thinking, but I'm bored, so I might as well sing good at it. My car is a lemon. I got two left feet and no thumbs. Well, I'm unambidextrous. I'm uncoordinated. I'd count my blessings, but I have none. at least that's the way it feels. On them old dreary days, rain falling down from the sky. Well, I'll give you these last parting words of my wisdom. They ain't much, but I reckon I ought to try to tell you that it's a shame to see a woman that's white trash and pretty. It's a shame to see a truck that don't run. It's a shame that I'm so rich when I ain't got no money. It's a shame I ain't having no fun. It's a shame I ain't sitting up on some bar stool. It's a shame that I'm going through hell. Well, it's a shame that I'm drinking. It's a shame that I'm thinking. But I'm bored, so I might as well sing a little.
When you guys travel, how do you do it?
We go by van. We go by the Econoline. We travel around in our van. There's actually, if you notice, when you go back out to the parking lot, you'll notice a bunch of fire damage on the side of it. My dad worked at a funeral home for a while, and the funeral home actually caught on fire while the van was parked there. And it was maybe 2 or 3 feet from the edge of the building, and the fire started blazing. Nobody was around to stop it. Fire department finally came, started putting out flames, and there was just massive amount of smoke, fire on one side. And my dad, being the hero that he is, he throws a towel over his head and just runs face first into the smoke as hard as he can. Not into the fire necessarily, but it was in the smoke that was off to the side of the building. And he jumps in the van, and he cranks it, puts it in gear, throws down on the gas, and he slides out of there squealing like something out of I don't know what. And Dukes of Hazzard, maybe, I guess, would be the only thing I could compare it to.
That's very funny. Yeah.
But actually, it didn't seem like there was any imminent danger. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go do this. But then like 60 seconds later, the wall fell down right where the van was sitting. So we're lucky we got the old Econoline out of there that night. Had them blue ribbon blues, honey, for so long, honey, for so long. I don't even know where I'm going. All I know is where I've gone. Well, I've been drunked up for 3 days, and you know that I'm gonna pay for my sins. But I can't seem to find you, darling, so I'm drinking once again. Tried to love you, you know I'm gonna try again. All I need is a sweet melody and a pint or two of bourbon or gin, and a pint or two of bourbon or gin. I've been down on my luck, honey, for so long, honey, for so long. I can't even wake up in the morning. I guess I'm too far gone. Wasting space, oh honey, like I am just wasting air. I can't seem to find you, honey, so I'm just drinking till you're there. Oh, I tried to love you, you know I'm gonna try again. All I need is a sweet melody and a pint or two of bourbon or gin. And a pint or two of bourbon or gin, bust shell on the lead guitar. Riding rails, rambling round, Lord, you know that I ain't got me no home. Lord, I left my poor family when I was only 15 years old. But ooh, California, call my name, honey, you know that I'll find you if I can. But I gotta stay on the road, mama. Oh, you know I'm a hard-driving man. Yes, you do, yes, you do. Oh, I tried to love you. You know I'm gonna try again. All I need is a sweet melody and a pint or two of bourbon or gin. Bourbon or gin and a pint or two of bourbon or gin. Thank you guys so much.
When I look at some of your sort of promo material, there is a lot of reference to this sort of folky stuff, and I don't mean to say that in any disparaging way, because I like folk music a lot,
right.
But it's a far cry from folk. I mean,
yeah,
aside from maybe that song you just did, the Pabst Blue Ribbon tune,
yeah.
I could imagine that sort of bluegrass acoustic and
right.
whatnot, but not the rest. I'm hearing a lot of different
sounds. Our sound's changed a lot over the years. When we first started playing, like you said earlier, we were just a three-piece string band, and we were playing a lot of folk stuff. We were playing a lot of original stuff, even was really super folky kind of material. But as we changed, and as our lineup changed, and as the instrumentation changed, and we started listening to other stuff, it's kind of turned more into a rock band. But now the direction that it's going, it's taken this sharp turn toward country music. We're just going wherever the train takes us, you know what I mean?
It's kind of a swampy
yeah, I think so.
Country.
I think my biggest, as far as guitar playing, vocals and everything, I think that my biggest influence is blues music. So
yeah.
I came up playing a lot of old, like, pre-war blues and ragtime stuff. Mississippi John Hurt, Blind Blake, Blind Lemon Jefferson, and guys like that. So there's some of that that comes through. There's some of everything that comes through. This band's got very vastly different musical influences.
You a thumb picker on acoustic guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No thumb pick, though.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Well, there's somebody out there that's wondering just who you are. Well, he's drinking on a whiskey and staring at you from the other side of the bar. He's got unanswered questions. Yeah, they roll all around in his mind. Oh, but little does he know, just a week ago, you were all mine. Probably just wondering whether you made the right choice. Well, you're sitting at home by yourself all alone, yeah, with only the sound of your voice. Till you remember mine and it slips up your spine like a ghost. Oh, now tell me, who was it that loved you the most? Well, you went there to drown all your sorrow. He went to find whatever he can. Oh, tell me now, what kind of man did you think I am? I won't ever love a woman again. Oh, I won't. Well, if it was up to me, I would have set myself free long ago. But your long, forked tongue is a tongue I wish I would have never known. And it's still probably slurping vodka from the bottom of a glass at Capone's.
three blocks over, one down from where we used to go. Well, you went there to drown all your sorrow. You went to find whatever he can. Oh, tell me now, what kind of man that you think I am? I'll never love a woman again. Oh, I won't never love a woman again. Oh, no, no, no.
Thank you guys so much.
When a band comes on the show and just throws out a couple of tunes that they just wrote 10 minutes before the show, I'm really good tunes, by the way. Thanks. It makes me imagine that you guys just have a whole load of tunes. You must have a lot of music.
We got quite a few. I mean, we've been together for a few years, and we've released a few albums, and there's a lot of that old stuff that we've, for one reason or another, we sort of buried it back in the playlist. A lot of that stuff on that first record we haven't played in a long, long time. I think that we actually took a little short hiatus there for a while, and things kind of being on the road all the time sort of got stale for a minute, and I think we just needed to step back and take a breather. And when we came back, that's when we did that second record, and I think it just had a different energy. We had a different energy, and you know.
The hiatus was more than a minute. How long did it last?
It was 6 or 8 months.
Okay.
But it was, you know, it was enough. I think we realized after 6 or 8 months that we
really
missed going out and gigging. Yeah.
Silly boy, oh, what were you thinking? Well, you should have been sinking your ship. So when they get there to look for your treasure, there won't be any treasure left. They will not know where your mother is stowed, 'cause by now she will be gasping for breath. Under the water, under the water. Undertaker, why are you here now? You know that I ain't quite dead yet. Oh, and I know, oh, I know that you cannot have me until I have paid off my debt. And as for my mother, you know I still owe her. There's something that you seem to forget. Well, she's under the water, under the water now. Pull up my anchor. father has sunken. Son, he is drunken. The father still stands there on the land. Oh, and I see him clearly standing there shoreside and offering said son his hand. Oh, and I see the callus and the rope burn in his palm, and it makes me want to be a man. So I told him, pull up my anchor, pull up my anchor see the surface. Baby, don't let me die. Oh, I just wanna live now. When I'm just so damn high, oh, that I can see the surface from here.
Thank you.
You've been listening to 49 Winchester. That's Isaac Gibson and Bus Shelton on guitars, Chase Chafin on bass, Dylan Cridlin back there on drums, and Noah Patrick on the lap steel. Give him a hand one more time. We would like to thank this great band, 49 Winchester, for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for all their help with our production each week. We give a special thanks out to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast and on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and share the treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We are on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington. And now, you guys promised us one more tune. Let's do one more.
Afternoon, making love to you in the morning. Yes, sir, you mean so much to me, so I wrote this little song for you. Well, I find holy peace of mind every time I lay on beside you. Yes, sir, I'm glad that you're with me, so I wrote this little song for you. Yeah, turn off everything that's on, all I want to hear is you, babe. Yes, anniversary. It means so much to me, so I wrote this little song for you. Ba 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 da 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 ba ba da 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 ba ba. Yeah.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Isaac, Bus, Chase, Dylan, Jake, and Noah, 49 Winchester, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at WookoutAmerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.